This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As the United States continues sending military aid to Israel, protests have popped up across a number of U.S. colleges and universities. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Demonstrators call for solidarity with Palestinians and an end to U.S. support for Israel. Police arrested hundreds while universities suspended or expelled students. News of those protests traveled to Gaza, where displaced people living in tent cities spray-painted messages of thanks for support they received from half a world away. A recent foreign spending package out of Washington would see more than $9 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza. An Egyptian delegation recently met with Israeli leaders to help broker a peace deal. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
France's foreign minister said on Sunday the civilian population in Lebanon would pay the price for a potential escalation in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Stéphane Séjourné met with Lebanon officials, including its prime minister. His visit to Lebanon is aimed at easing tensions between Hezbollah and Israel and preventing a war breaking out. Ukraine's army chief says his troops have been forced to retreat from three villages in the country's embattled east. He warned of a worsening battlefield situation as Ukrainian forces wait for much-needed arms from a huge U.S. aid package to reach combat zones. He reported on Sunday Russian forces continue to attack along the entire front line of more than 1,000 kilometers. Pitched battles are raging west of Avdiivka. That's the eastern city that Russia took in February earlier this year. This is VOA News. U.S. intelligence officials have determined Russian President Vladimir Putin likely didn't order the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny in February. An official says the U.S. intelligence community has found no smoking gun, that Putin was aware of the timing of Navalny's death or directly ordered it. The official says it's believed Putin was ultimately responsible for the death of Navalny, who endured brutal conditions during his confinement. Pope Francis is visiting Venice, Italy, to speak to artists and inmates behind a must-see prison show. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Pope Francis began his visit to Venice with a meeting with women prisoners at the Giudecca Women's Prison. The prisoners and their guards gathered in the prison courtyard, where the Pope, pushed in a wheelchair, arrived to a wave of applause. In a brief speech to them, he acknowledged the difficulties of prison life with violence and overcrowding. He concluded by saying, "No one can take away the dignity of a person." Francis traveled to the Lagoon City to visit the Holy See's Pavilion at the Biennale Contemporary Art Show and meet with the people who created it. The Vatican chose to stage its pavilion inside Venice's women's prison and, through a deal with the Italian Justice Ministry, invited inmates to work alongside the artists. I'm Karen Chamas.
Abortion clinics in Florida are braced for an influx of patients as the state's six-week abortion ban looms. Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral reports.
The state Supreme Court earlier this month cleared the way for the Republican-backed law, set to take effect May 1st, that bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's a time frame in which many women do not yet know they're pregnant. Abortion is illegal after 15 weeks in Florida, under a law signed by Governor Ron DeSantis in 2022, 2 months before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned its landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling. The impending ban, with its even stricter window of 6 weeks, was signed by DeSantis in April 2023, after being passed by the Republican-controlled state legislature and upheld by the state's high court on April 1st.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Corral. Thousands of Georgians marched through the capital, Tbilisi, on Sunday as protests built against a bill on quote-unquote foreign agents. The country's opposition in Western countries have said is authoritarian and Russian-inspired. Georgia's parliament said it would hold the bill's second reading on Tuesday, with opposition parties and civil society groups calling for mass protest against its expected passage. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.